And Then Came Your Sweet Mouth, read by Momo. A Tyler Sagan Patrick Shar porn fic in two parts, by Danger Cupcake, with a remix by Moose Leg Yager. Reader's warnings: this story contains some very mild hints at breath play. They are not followed up, but the desire for it is made clear. Also, the real-life spouse of a hockey player is mentioned and fantasized about in this story. If this is something where you draw the line, back away now. Lastly, I'd like to warn for ableist language. February 2016. Patrick's on the bed when the knock comes. He's done for the night when the knock comes, is the thing. He's talked to Abby. He's finished off most of a room service tray of steak and two steamed chicken breasts, two sweet potatoes, and three orders of steamed spinach, plus a piece of cheesecake, because if he ever deserved to cheat on his diet plan, it's tonight. Although he wouldn't have done it if Abby hadn't texted him and told him to. And room service had cheesecake with caramel sauce, not the fake strawberry stuff that's everywhere. He's in the loose boxers he likes to sleep in, wound down, half asleep, watching Windy City Life, because he likes to torture himself when the knock comes. He staggers to the door, ready for a fight, all the words on his tongue. He's ready, he's so ready, come on, let's fucking go. But when he looks out the Judas hole, it's saggy. Patrick opens the door and steps aside, and Sex comes in, smooth and smiling, smelling of cigarette smoke, beer, and the last bits of that cologne he wears all the time. "You didn't come out," he says, leaning against the thing the TV is on. Patrick shuts off the TV. "Wasn't in the mood," he says shortly, and sits on the bed, leans forward, elbows on his legs. "What's up, Sex?"
"Found out something interesting from your boy."
"The stars are my boys now. I've proved..."
Yeah, you've proved that. Over and over."
Sex waves a hand.
"I gotcha, I know. Still hard not to pass the tapes out there tonight, right? Or Kanar or Hossa or whoever. You see, it's your place. What's your place? I know. It has to feel fucked up. Boston screwed me and I still got on the ice there for the first time and wanted to get on my knees for Z."
He says it mildly, not even blushing. Patrick wants to blush. Jesus, this kid and his words.
"I don't get on my knees for anyone, but thanks for your concern,"
Patrick replies dryly.
"Except Abby, right?"
There said grin again.
"Segs, go down to the hotel bar and pick up a nice girl and leave me alone, eh? I'm for sleeping tonight."
"Your boy Andy."
"Andy?"
repeats Patrick disbelievingly.
"Shazzy," says Segs. "Now there's a boy. He cracked two of your ribs tonight, Segs.
And then he bought me four glasses of a beautiful red Zinfandel. We're friends." Patrick puts his head in his hands.
"God, okay. You're friends. You bonded. I'm sure it was a beautiful moment."
"He told me it used to be that after you scored game-winning goals, you got your dick sucked, Sharpie. How come you never told us that?"
Silence.
More silence. Patrick looks up, and Sex is actually waiting for an answer, arms crossed, suit jacket askew.
"You know other teams' traditions have no place in the Stars' dressing room," he finally says. "That's not how getting traded works, eh?"
"Maybe it should be. Maybe we should take our good traditions with us." Tyler tosses his head and looks down at Patrick. His eyelashes all...
"Our dressing room isn't like that,"
Patrick says carefully.
"Stars guys aren't like that. Guys who... things like that. I don't know how it was on the Bruins, but you need to tread lightly sometimes."
"Pun intended?"
Patrick ignores him. "So we make new traditions for new teams," Segs. I don't need to get my dick sucked. It's not Sharpie does Dallas. Different things work for us as a team in Texas. That's fucking sad as hell, says Tyler, and Patrick sighs. Or are you just being careful? I don't. Or did Abby take away your permission when you moved? After Kelly Ray? Tyler, just asking. Ask a different question. No, really? Tyler does the thing with his eyelashes again. Are you saying no in general, or are you saying no to me specifically? That's not a question. Patrick rubs his face. Sex, I'm tired, and I think you are drunker than you look. Go to bed, okay? You know Jordy's gonna wake you early just because he thinks it's funny. A love riot, agrees Tyler. But I'm not drunk. They'd kick me out of Wine Warm Club if I got drunk off of 4 glasses of Zin, Sharpie. So answer the question. Are you saying no, you don't W blowies? Or no, you don't want me giving you W blowies? I know I'm not everyone's wife goal. What the fuck is a wife goal? Asks Patrick irritably. I have a wife. What the fuck, Tyler? Tyler slides off the little piece of furniture and down to the floor between Patrick's legs, and Patrick thinks blankly, kid, your fucking knees. And then Tyler's hands are on his legs, pushing them apart even farther. Tyler's face is looking up at him, bearded and weirdly solemn. No grin, no laugh. Say no, or say yes. I know I'm not one of your guys, but we won it tonight for you. I passed to you tonight so you could win it for us, for you. Let me do this for you. If he had done the thing with his eyelashes that makes Patrick's stomach hurt, Patrick would have said no and gently helped him up. But he kept his eyes open and on Patrick's the whole time. No, he's not one of Patrick's guys. The guys who used to suck Patrick off. The guys Patrick used to fuck before he went home to Abby. He's something else. Someone else. One of Patrick's new guys. In his new place, where he does new things. Where Abby does new things. And he's waiting. Waiting so patiently for Patrick to say something, his hands hot on Patrick's thighs, but not moving, not trying to take more than Patrick wants to give. Yes, says Patrick hoarsely and lifts his hips to push down his boxers. Tyler helps, his eyes hot, his hands greedy. Or maybe it's the other way around. His mouth is on Patrick before Patrick's even totally naked. Patrick's not even hard. The head of his dick barely poking out of his foreskin. Tyler just sucks his whole soft dick in and sucks on it gently, eyes fluttering shut like it's so good for him and it feels amazing, especially when he slides his tongue around the foreskin. Patrick starts to get hard, and Tyler strips off his suit jacket. Patrick takes it from him and watches, almost fascinated, as Tyler unbuttons his cuffs and rolls up his shirt sleeves without opening his eyes, without taking his mouth off Patrick. Patrick has a big dick, objectively, and Tyler just takes it, sucks it down his throat as it gets bigger. Patrick's almost sorry he doesn't gag, but he does tear up and it's so hot to see. Patrick puts a hand to Tyler's face to touch, wipe away the tears at his eyes. God, yes. Tyler groans and Patrick shoves. Sorry, sorry, God. You look so fucking... Tyler, you look so good like this. Tyler groans again, and Patrick takes that as his cue to keep talking. He was never a talker with the other guys, as much as he loves to talk to Abby. This is... Well, this is just another way Tyler is different. This is different. So, slutty, my cock in your mouth. Your suit still on, your tie. I should grab you by the tie and choke you on my dick, eh? Not let you pull off. Shame to ruin the silk, but worth it to keep your mouth on my dick, not let you breathe. Patrick pets Tyler's hair while he says this. Tyler's pulling up to breathe and going back down, using his hand, twisting over the head to jerk Patrick off. But the fantasy is clearly hot for them both, the way Tyler keeps groaning. You give a wet-as-fuck suck job sex. Anyone tell you that? Your throat knows what it's doing, what it's there to be used for. Can I use any of that for my ass? Can I make me cum? Or just suck on my cock all night like a nipple? Patrick pulls his hair a little when he says that, and Tyler slumps over him, taking his cock all the way in, and then pulling off to jerk it a few times. He looks up to meet Patrick's eyes. His mouth is so red, stretched, gorgeous. Tyler holds up his dry hand and shakes his head. Fingernails, or I would. Shame, says Patrick, holding his gaze, not even looking at Tyler's hand. Next time, Tyler says boldly, keeping the rhythm on Patrick's dick, the clever twist over the head. That much of a slut for my dick? Tyler does the move where he tosses his head and flutters his eyelashes, and it clicks for Patrick why it makes his stomach hurt. That's Abby's move. That's Abby's move when she is making a move. That's Abby's sex move. And it looks hot as shit on Tyler. It's a nice dick, he tells Patrick. I'm a slut for a nice dick if it can go in my mouth and the guy who owns it isn't an asshole. You tell me if I'm an asshole, Patrick invites and pulls on his head so they're not looking at each other anymore, because Patrick's looking at him and seeing him next to Abby, both of them, God, double-teaming him, using the sex move, fluttering their eyelashes like that, getting their eyes hot, making his dick hard, getting up on him in bed, maybe touching each other. Patrick pulls out of Tyler's mouth just in time, but Tyler keeps his mouth open and catches the tip again, doesn't let Patrick go, pumps the shaft of his cock with a big, warm hand exactly the right way. Jesus sakes, fuck. Fuck, God, fuck. Tyler licks his lips and looks up at Patrick from under his eyelashes. Good game, Sharpie. You're a fucking menace. I'm something, agrees Tyler. There's cum in his beard. Patrick can't handle it. Be right back. Patrick flops back onto the bed, feeling his age in his abs and lower back and thighs. Jesus. He stares up at the ceiling. He and Abby had agreed Dallas would be different, that they'd try some new stuff with their marriage. No more other people in their bed or fucking around, either of them. But she would have liked to have seen that. He'd bet cash money on it. He'd bet hockey on it. She already likes Tyler, gives him shit about being pretty. God, she'd look good with him. Tyler would look good going down on her. Patrick wonders if Tyler does women too, or just talks about it loudly in the dressing room. When Tyler comes out of the bathroom, he's still hard. He's just washed his face and hands and rebuttoned his cuffs. Patrick goes up on his elbows. You okay? Asks Patrick, nodding to his dick. Tyler shrugs. I got what I wanted. Yeah? For the moment. So, Tyler, No, don't. You don't even know what I was going to say, Segs. Patrick sits up. Let me get a word out. Tyler eyes him suspiciously, but grabs his jacket from the bed and leans against the TV stand again. I was going to ask if you'd like to come over tomorrow night. Dinner with Abby. You and me and Abby. That's not what I thought you were going to say. I could tell. Dinner with Abby. Tyler looks away and his cheeks flush a little. We have some nice bottles of red wine. You liked our last liney dinner. I wasn't... just... Was that a Blackhawks thing too? Suck you off, get dinner with your wife? Tyler gets redder and ducks his head. No, not always. But this wouldn't be a liney dinner, clarifies Patrick. This would be three adults who happen to know each other having dinner. No kids around, if you want. If you don't want, just come for liney dinner and bring Jamie. You... Just me? Says Tyler to himself. If I want. No pressure. Don't answer right now. Think about it. You ever invite anyone else from Dallas for a dinner like this? Asks Tyler, looking up. Dallas? No. Why me? I want to. You don't know if Abby does. We've been married a long time. I can make an educated guess. How? Threesome with the Sharpies. Invitation rescinded if you're an asshole about it. Tyler grins at him. What if I want you to put that thing in my asshole? Invitation doubled? Patrick can't help but grin back at him. Go to your room and jerk off thinking about my wife. I'll see you tomorrow, Sags. I liked it when you called me Tyler and pulled my hair. We'll have to do that again.
That's the plan, dumbass.
Patrick swats him on the ass as he walks away and rolls his eyes when Tyler winks as he closes the door.
Abby's going to love the series of texts Patrick sends her about this.
March 2017. The house is quiet for once, the kids' stuff all cleaned up and the minivan gone from the driveway. Tyler rings the doorbell anyway. Shooter base from the other side of the door, Marshall and Cash answer, and before Tyler knows it, he's got his hands full dealing with overexcited labs. Naturally, this is when the door opens.
Well, there's a nice view, drawled Sharpie.
Tyler peeks over his shoulder. Sharpie's leaning against the doorframe, his shoulders stretching out his Fading Stars t-shirt, his eyes glued firmly on Tyler's ass. Tyler gives it a helpful wiggle.
I was just in the neighborhood and thought I'd stop by.
Uh-huh, says Sharpie, his lofty air ruined when he has to step aside to let the dogs through. They give his fingers a passing lick and greeting before squeezing past.
Pull the other one. It's got bells on it.
Tyler shrugs, eyeing Sharpie's biceps, barely contained by the cuffs of his shirt as he crosses his arms. No sounds of the kids.
You got me. Why get a foot in the door when you can get two dogs instead?
Sharpie sighs and rubs a hand across his face.
Sex. Wow, you a talker now? And here I was thinking all I needed to do was show up lubed up and ready to go.
A hand fists in his shirt before Tyler can react and yanks him past the threshold. Tyler grunts as he's slammed up against the inside of the door, laughing breathlessly as the hand moves up to circle lightly around the base of his throat.
You can press harder.
Sharpie groans, the other hand dipping into the waistband of his sweats, low enough to brush a dimple at the base of his spine, making him shiver. Sharpie says, slightly breathily,
Are you really?
In response, Tyler arches his back. It makes Sharpie's fingers trail lower, dipping into his crack, still wet with excess lube. Sharpie sucks in a sharp breath, and suddenly Tyler can't, the hand around his throat tightening hard enough that he sees stars.
Ha ha.
Made even better when Sharpie slides one thick finger into his hole, and then another, testing how loose he is. He's so hard, he feels lightheaded. Tyler's released all of a sudden, gasping as the hands disappear from his throat and his ass. He stumbles a little, right into Sharpie, close enough that he can hear his chest rumble when he says,
Get on the couch.
Despite the command, he goes easily enough when Tyler tugs at his belt loops, steering him backward towards his own living room. Tyler leans in, real close, his stomach still fluttering when he feels the heat radiating off Sharpie's body, close enough their lips almost brush. He grins and whispers,
Make me.
Sharpie slots their mouths together. It's not a nice kiss. Sharpie bites on Tyler's lower lip between sucking on his tongue, his fingers digging into Tyler's back, his thighs. It's all Tyler can do to hang on, one hand fisted in Sharpie's hair, hard enough he can't get away. Tyler lands on the couch so hard he bounces. Sharpie takes a moment to strip off his t-shirt before joining him, hot skin against... When did his own shirt disappear? Hot skin, pressing him into the leather surface. He can feel Sharpie's long, hard dick against his hip as he sucks at the tender skin behind Tyler's ear. Not hard enough to leave a mark, but hard enough to make Tyler's hands scrabble at the waistband of his sweats, only to get them swatted away and replaced by Sharpie's. His hot eyes pin Tyler in place as he shucks Tyler's sweats and boxes in one swift motion, drinking in every inch of skin revealed. Tyler's cock bobs under the attention.
Like what you see,
says Tyler, throwing his knees wide and caution to the wind.
I'd look better with your cock in me. Is that what you DM all the girls?
Says Sharpie, dryly, his eyes dancing over Tyler's abs and thighs.
Mostly a winking emoji works just fine,
says Tyler, combining action and word and tossing in a hair flip for effect. Which is when his eyes land on the moving boxes.
They're lined up in an unused corner. Not just a few, enough to write off as a Salvation Army donation. The cardboard boxes are stacked 2 or 3 tall, labeled in Sharpie's lopsided handwriting. School supplies. Clothes. Gym equipment. Sharpie sighs.
We can move this to a spare bedroom, if you're weirded out.
Tyler's stunned enough that he can't get a word out. Ever, Johnny, Corpy, Jordy. He knew about the trade talks, sure, and, like everyone else, pretended not to follow the rumor mill. Shit. He'd spent an hour fingering himself open until he was quivering down to his goddamn pores with both want and relief, thinking of the "Congrats, you're still a star!" sex he was going to dish out. And yet... Spare bedroom! Tyler manages to choke out with entirely the right amount of outrage. I don't rate the master bedroom anymore. There's an ugly feeling knitting together under his ribcage. Maybe he doesn't want me around anymore. Maybe I've overstayed my welcome. Maybe... He packs away the thoughts, tugging them away while the rest of them hide. Sharpie shoots him a strange look. That's probably not the best idea. Well, ouch. You know, if you don't want me around anymore, I can take a hint. Sharpie stiffens. It's not... He can hear the sound of Sharpie's palm scraping across his double. Look, I'm sorry about Jordy, but I'm not really up for holding your hand about it. Annoyance flares, bright and hot.
Shit! And here I was thinking I'd be a good distraction from you comparing yourself to Johnny O,
says Tyler, aiming for flippant and sending it into the netting instead.
He flushes, but a dog scramble by, Cash with a chew toy in his mouth and his head tossed proudly, chased by the other two, so Tyler doesn't realize that silence is stretching until it's a few seconds too late.
Sharpie looks stunned when Tyler peeks at him.
Sharps, it was like branded across your forehead.
Sharpie shrugs.
Well, I wasn't expecting to get called out by you of all people. I'm an onion, yo.
Tyler says, sliding a hand up Sharpie's chest. He looks good in the dappled light coming through the shades, his skin tanned by the Texan sun, his shoulders broad with mid-season muscle. Sharpie's kiss comes with a bonus puff of love.
You make people cry.
Tyler opens his mouth to retort, which is when Sharpie plunges into his mouth. His tongue strokes slow and gently across Tyler's, his hands cupping Tyler's sides where... He shivers... A woman's waist would narrow before flaring out to her hips. He's seen Sharpie and Abby kiss, in bed, in the kitchen, in the goddamn hallway to the locker room, and wondered what that was like. He might have some idea now. His feet have been moving on autopilot, but it's not until he nearly trips over the first step of the staircase that he realizes where they're headed.
You sure we can't just fuck on the staircase?
Sharpie groans and nips at Tyler's lower lip.
And if both of us slip and fall, who will be left in the lineup?
Tyler thinks about it for a second.
Burger. Burger.
Repeats Sharpie, long-suffering. He gives Tyler a slap on the ass.
Up you go.
Tyler goes. Which doesn't mean he doesn't turn around to steal a kiss every few steps, or slip the tips of his fingers under the hem of Sharpie's jeans, or press his ass against Sharpie's diamond-hard cock. Fuck. He wants it in him so bad. They're both so wound up by the time they get to the top that Tyler doesn't know who reaches for whom first, only that he's slammed up against the nearest wall, practically sliding along it as he kisses Sharpie frantically.
Wait, wait!
Tyler gasps, shuddering as Sharpie bites his collarbone. Wrong way! The hall to the guest bedroom practically lengthens as he stares at it, Sharpie's hot, damp breath puffing against the junction of Tyler's neck and shoulder. His knees might actually give out if Sharpie lets him go.
Fuck it, says Sharpie and herds Tyler backward into the master bedroom.
He's hustled onto the bed and stripped off his sweats, and as he opens his mouth, Sharpie dives back in, catching his lips between his own every time Tyler tries to break away for air. Until he's dizzy with kissing.
Jesus Christ, says Tyler when he finally manages a full lungful.
Front or back?
Whichever one keeps you from mentioning the goddamn boxes,
says Sharpie fervently. There's a crinkle of foil, and then he's gloved up. If Tyler thought there had been a lot of boxes in the living room, well. Here, though, they're not neatly stacked, but scattered across the floor. Some of the boxes clearly reopened, dresses and jeans spilling down the cardboard flaps. Wanted a change of scenery? Says Tyler instead, because he's biologically incapable of not bringing it up. Sharpie winces as he climbs on the bed. It's not about what I want. The sentence is so carefully free of inflection, it practically makes Tyler's decision for him. On your back, I want to ride your dick. Romance me more, Mr. Casanova, says Sharpie, but goes easily enough where Tyler arranges him, careful not to jostle his knee. You going to admire it all day or sit on it? It's a nice dick, says Tyler, finally sinking down on it, warm and heavy and stretching him better than even his favorite dildo. He could get addicted. What about the asshole attached to it? Says Tyler, and then laughs when Sharpie flicks his hip. He sucks in a sharp breath as he rises up on his knees, Sharpie's dick dragging just right against his inner walls. Could stand to help out a little. Sharpie's hands fit around his hips and pull sharply, the wet slap as he bottoms out ringing loud in the quiet bedroom. Tyler's knees turn to jello. It's not at all what Tyler was asking for, but it's so good that he doesn't care. Fuck, you look so good like this, says Sharpie, tugging Tyler against him in short, sharp thrusts. It takes a couple strokes for Tyler to get his knees under him, but when he does, it feels like his hips are moving on their own, chasing the white-hot pleasure without any input from his brain. Riding dick like a pro. Jesus, your ass is just greedy for it, squeezing my cock like a vice. Tyler adds a swivel to his stroke, just to feel Sharpie's fingers tighten until they're leaving fingerprint bruises down his hip bones. Could do this forever. Oh, fuck, right there. Make a clone of your dick and fuck myself on it all day, even when you're not around. Sharpie's hands are like a vice. When I'm not around. Tyler whimpers, half turned the fuck on by the show of strength, half dying to come. He tries to wrap a hand around his cock, only for Sharpie to growl, "Leave it. What do you mean when I'm not around?" Am I allowed to talk about the boxes now? Sharpie grinds Tyler's hips in a flat circle around his cock, dragging it hard against his inner walls, lighting him up from the inside when it jostles his prostate, all stretch and no friction. The first time I was traded, says Sharpie conversationally, like he wasn't making Tyler desperate for more. It came completely out of the blue. You know how it is. No warning, no prep, just 2 days to move halfway across the country and fit into a new system. The relentless pressure is not enough to make Tyler come, but it's apparently enough to drive him insane, happy to let Sharpie grind lazily in him while his own hands are digging bruises into his own thighs. The second time I was traded, I had more time to pack, but I also knew the signs that it was coming. We were prepared. Tyler is going to die of blue balls. Sharpie, touch me. How come you never call me Patrick? Says Sharpie, giving Tyler's wet cock a single stroke from root to tip. Tyler could scream in frustration. The fuck does that have to do with anything? I've got all my baggage hanging out to sea, says Sharpie, his fingertips barely ghosting up and down Tyler's shaft. But you, where do you hide yours? A thumb sweeps across his cheek, surprisingly wet, and presses against his lips. Tyler sucks it into his mouth, tasting salt, swirling his tongue around it like the cock he suddenly wants in his mouth too. Too bad he's bouncing on it already, twisting his hips so the tip glances his prostate, both on the way in and the way out. I'd stay up my ass, but you're halfway to my throat, says Tyler around a thumb in his mouth, chasing after it as Sharpie withdraws. You want me to call you Patrick? Patrick groans and yanks at Tyler's hips harder. He could come like this, Tyler realizes, cock slapping against Patrick's abs, his whole fluttering around Patrick's thick cock. He reaches up to play with his own nipples, pinching and pulling the sore peaks.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
I'll keep calling you that if you're around after. He gasps, the angle changing as his knees slide a little. After July 1st.
Patrick's breathing is coming in gusting shudders like it does every time he's about to come.
Is this fuck, oh, new rule?
Someone once said that,
oh fuck,
that new teams get new traditions.
His toes are curling so hard they're going to cramp, sweat is rolling down his back, but he can practically feel the orgasm building in his teeth. He's so close.
We're not a new fucking team.
We were just, fuck, don't stop, starting to get everyone back. The fuck we aren't.
Patrick makes a choked-off sound, halfway between a laugh and something else, tightening up his abs just enough that Tyler's cock slides against it just right. He's coming before he knows it, white-hot pleasure burning him from the inside out, wiping out everything else. So you want some more?
There's a persistent poking at his ribs. Tyler grunts and rolls over.
Oh, thank fuck, I can finally breathe.
The romance is dead, says Tyler, flinging an arm over his eyes.
The light has shifted, enough that he'd probably been out for a while. Tyler stretches and winces at a dried cum pulling at his body hair and his general soreness, some from fucking, but mostly from the rigors of the regular season.
I'll let you have first shower if you help me unpack.
Oh, sure. That's what you really keep me around for.
The end. You've just finished listening to And Then Came Your Sweet Mouth by Danger Cupcake and the Spring Remix by Moose Leg Jager. If you enjoyed these stories, please leave the authors some feedback on AO3. And if you enjoyed my production and performance of these stories, please leave me some feedback. You can find me as MomoPods on AO3. Thank you to Danger Cupcake and Moose Leg Jager for giving blanket permission to Podfic. The song used for scene breaks is Bon Appetit by Katy Perry. These stories were recorded in July 2019 and are the second part in a loose collection of Tyler Sagan-centric porn fics that I'm titling The Sizzling Slutty Sagan Summer Series. And now for some reader free talk.
Hooray! It's another Seggy Rare Pair! I didn't even mean to record both stories originally, but I did read the remix first, and once I went back to the original fic, I just couldn't not potfic it. Like, both of them. If this were a square on my current bingo card, I'd get to claim splice two fics together. But alas, it's not how life works. Anyway, I thought about recording them as separate stories. In fact, I did record them as separate stories. However, these recordings were terrible. The first one went alright, but the second one was very frustrating. I couldn't concentrate, there was so much noise outside, I got very upset and just basically read it to get through. And that was just not great. And then it got worse when I tried to find pictures that are similar but not the same for two separate covers. And I really couldn't find what I wanted. And, you know, keeping in mind how bad the recording had gone, I just decided to redo the entire thing. So I re-recorded both stories, put them together in one, added the timestamps of when they were posted,
which is also when they are supposed to be said. And now I feel much better about it. The recording went much smoother as well. The cover was still a struggle because as hard as I tried, I couldn't make the one picture I really wanted to use work. Like, did you know that there is exactly one good picture of two green chilies on fire that's free to use? Yeah, neither did I. The chilies would have been perfect, really. Two green chilies with some flames, you know. Does anything else say Dallas Stars and also hot porn as much as this kind of picture would? No. So yeah, this is not the cover I ended up using. I will talk about the one I did use in a minute, but first let me paint you the picture of what I wanted the cover, or even both covers, if I had gone with two separate stories, to look like. So the one for the remix was going to be the two green chilies on fire. And the cover for the first story was supposed to be a picture of a green chili, which would be Tyler, and a red chili, which would be Sharpie, fresh off the Hawks, and therefore not quite Dallas yet, with gentle smoke coming off of them. I also would have loved a red chili that's half green. Like, then I would have been fine with just one chili if it had been red and half green, so that, you know, it's Sharpie coming off of the Hawks, turning into a star, proving himself to the stars. It would have been such great symbolism. Yeah, I have very specific ideas about what any of these should look like, so of course I couldn't find anything that I actually liked. So then I went back to the images I'd already saved as my own personal stock of, you know, suggestive fruit and vegetables. And then I picked the banana and chocolate sauce because there's a lot of talk about Sharpie's dick in this story and how well Tyler takes it. And the banana with the sauce explains the rest, I think. I mean, as Potfig Chicklet put it on Discord, the working of an adult mind is weird. And Sylph pointed out that at least the pic corresponds with the title because it's a banana in chocolate sauce and there's the phrase sweet mouth in the title. I can definitely go with that for sure. Anyway, enough about my cover woes. I'm gonna talk about the song real quick. The credit for this goes to my friend Rox, who sent me a whole list of sexy songs when I asked her to, and this song was on it. I feel like the lyrics and the sound of the song really work for this fic, or for these fics. Like, there's actual talk of eating together at the end of the first story, but I also really get the feeling that in both fics, they're really devouring each other. Like, in both stories, Tyler is kind of desperate to get some Patrick Sharp inside him. And there's a lot of fixation on Tyler's mouth in both stories as well. I mean, the first one a little bit more because it's a blowjob. But in the second one, you know, Tyler has this moment where, like, he's sucking on Sharpie's thumb. And then he also wishes that he could suck on Sharpie's dick at the same time as he, you know, is getting fucked by it. So yeah, a lot of oral fixation in these stories. Speaking about the stories, I love how these fics are really continuous of the Jager fic that I made the first installment in this anthology, even though they weren't written by the same people at all. I don't think these people even talk to each other necessarily. I don't know, hockey fandom is big. Some people might know each other. But there is mention of Tyler being into men and women. There's mention of Tyler being good with his mouth in both stories, of Tyler enjoying to bottom for someone with a big dick. And it just works in a timeline as well. Like, there's sweet young Tyler with his first experiences in the Jager fic, and then a more experienced Tyler ready to take what he wants in these stories, but also still a new experience, presumably a new experience, with, like, Sharpie and Abby. That is just implied. There is no, Abby doesn't really show up in the story what she's talked about and mentioned. So yeah, spoiler, this trend of continuity will continue in the next installment. Speaking of which, I'm gonna end this free talk here and hope you guys will be back for part 3 in the sizzling slutty Sagan summer series, a title of which I am still ridiculously proud. So thank you for listening. As you know, I welcome
all feedback, all comments, whatever you want to talk about with regards to this podfic or my podfics in general, let me have it. Hope to talk to you soon. Bye!